Your fingernails go dragging down the wall. Be careful, darling, you might fall. I want you. I woke up and one of us was crying. I want you. You said, young man, I do believe you're dying. I want you. If you need a second opinion, as you seem to do these days, I want you. You can look in my eyes and you can count the ways. I want you. Did you mean to tell me but seem to forget? I want you. Since when were you so generous and inarticulate? I want you. It's the stupid details that my heart is breaking for. It's the way your shoulders shake and what they're shaking for. I want you. It's knowing that it knows you now after only guessing. It's the thought of him undressing you, or you undressing. I want you. He tossed some tatty compliment your way. I want you, and you were fool enough to love it when it said, I want you. I want you. Truth can't hurt you, it's just like the dark. It scares you witless, but in time you see things clear and stark. I want you, go on and hurt me, then we'll let it drop. I want you, I'm afraid I won't know where to stop. I want you, I'm not ashamed to say I cried for you. I want you, I want to know the things you did that we do too. I want you, I want to hear he pleases you more than I do. I want you. I might as well be useless for all it means to you. I want you. Did you call his name out as it held you down? I want you. Oh no, my darling, not with that clown. I want you. I want you. You've had your fun, you don't get well no more. I want you. No one who wants you could want you more. I want you. I want you, I want you. Every night when I go off to bed and when I wake up, I want you. I'm gonna say it once again till I instill it. I'm gonna feel this way until you kill it. I want you. I want you. I want you.
Elvis.
Tell me, how many people on this moment there are in strike?
In a strike? Yeah, wait a minute. There are 43 prisoners in a strike. No, 42.
And how many from them they are in hospital?
In hospital? Most of them.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much for the information, and we will call you soon back.
Okay.
Next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Je kunt nu luisteren. We hebben iemand aan de lijn uit Spanje, uit Madrid. Die gaat wat vertellen over hoe de stand van zaken is met de hongerstaking van de Grapo. Hello?
Hello.
We want to ask you if you can explain us something about the situation now of the hunger strike of Grapo and PCER in Spain, in jail in Spain.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now there are 42 prisoners in a hunger strike. We are now more or less, they are now more or less 105 days on hunger strike. Supposedly all of them are being force-fed, but all of them are taking the tubes off. Some of them are taking the tubes off more slowly because they are told that if they take them off quickly, they will die in 2 hours. And, you know, they're all very grave right now because it's a lot of time for a hunger strike. And more or less, well, as always, there's no reaction of any sort, you know, of government or anything.
Yeah.
And what is happening right now is that whilst they are taking off the tubes, in a way of intimidating them, what they're doing with them is changing them. I mean, they're changing them maybe from one hospital in one city to another hospital in another city, mostly from civil hospitals to the prisons, back to other prisons, to hospitals inside prisons. Even some prisoners are in prison cells and being force-fed in there, which means that there's a lot of danger of infection and everything because there's no, you know, installations to be force-fed inside a prison.
Yeah.
And what's happening more or less now is that the lawyers are having even greater problems than before to communicate with the prisoners.
There was a process against a lawyer,
yes.
Francisca
Villalba. Yeah.
How's the situation with that?
Well, there's a process against her, and if, well, first, this is a lawyer that defends several of the prisoners, and first she protested because she's not allowed to see the prisoners. The letters she sends are being opened and everything. And as an answer to this, instead of answering this protest, what has happened is that now she is being processed.
Mm-hmm. And she's
been criminalized just because of being a lawyer of these people.
Yeah, and that's the reason that it's not able for her to speak with her clients. But of a reaction, she make a process against the Director General of Jail, Antoni Asuncion. And we heard that collectives of lawyers, they support her in this.
Yeah. Well, they support. There's been some protests in Madrid, like for example a march of lawyers in Madrid, and also some lawyers have locked themselves in. But this was like 2 weeks ago. Locked themselves in a law school to protest because all of the repression that they are having, and because they are not allowed to communicate with prisoners. This is more or less. Well, she belongs to a group of lawyers called Young Lawyers. And they more or less support her.
Yeah.
And this is like, I don't know if they're 250 or so in Madrid only. And this is, okay. What I can tell you, for example, is that right now, it's very difficult to see the prisoners, and they're being translated from one jail or one clinic to another without, you know, without the lawyers knowing it. Which also means that, for example, if they get translated to another province, the lawyers are not allowed to defend them in that province because this is not their law school, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just a way of making more, blockading more and more, you know, the defense of the prisoners.
And for the family of the prisoners, it's possible, it's more easy to visit. Hello? Sorry voor de onderbreking, we komen zo weer terug.
azkin adore, izan zen azkia Iroñako zerreia mantera goria Herreia gartu zuten egun jauregia Atzein guzi duen inak izbidea Azter Bolchevique, Azter Bolchevique, Azter Bolchevique Victoria gurea, zioen garrazia Gora euskar ruzoak da botkaren grazia Inak izkiz zuten zoe buruz agia Norpentsa lagurik gizon demontria Allí ese viso es oriente de guiñas Jamai carecha andaba hace en eguzquia Hace en Tijuana y Zayo, si estoy en Cerecea Hace en Pinturúe, banderas mías After Bolchevique After Bolchevique After Bolchevique Al parte la sube, le quiere de día Viva las altas en el nere, va a pulsear
We hebben weer contact met Spanje. Hello. We were at the end of the information of the hunger strike of Grapo. How is the situation now for the family? If it's possible for them to visit their children?
Well, you know that the associations of there are several associations of family and friends of political prisoners, and these associations, these people, family and friends, family members and friends, they've locked themselves in since the beginning of the hunger strike, more or less, since December, in three Red Crosses, one in Madrid, another one in Bilbao, and I'm not sure where the other one is, but in three cities, the family members have locked themselves in the Red Cross. And from there is where they have like their information center. And from what they tell us, they have a lot of problems to see the prisoners in hunger strike. Actually, one of the things that they're doing with the prisoners is isolating them. You know, they are they are isolated. They are told day by day that the other ones have left the strike, and only the mothers and the sisters, and you know, the parents and the sisters are allowed to see them, but also with great difficulties. And, you know, it's much worse for the lawyers than for the family members right now.
Yeah.
But always with great difficulties, especially because of the fact that the prisoners are being translated from one place to another, which makes it even more difficult because you might lose sight and, you know, you might not know where right now the prisoner is.
For so far, the hunger strike, you want to tell us... another thing.
Yeah, well, since I heard that you were doing a program on Spain today,
yeah.
Well, I thought that you might be interested to know that, for example, here, in I don't know if you know that in connection with 1992, the so-called 500 years of the discovery of America and these things that
yeah.
are, you know, very well organized here by government and by banks and other things. And, you know, Barcelona 92, that's the Olympics and everything. Well, one of the things that's happening here is that Madrid has been nominated, has been given the name of 1992 Culture City of Europe. And what they're doing with this is that they're cleaning the city of all of the things that they don't want anybody to see. And so one of the things, the first action that is bigger action that is going to be done more or less is that in the last days of this month, there are going to be some 3 days of street people of Madrid, which means that people from all the state are going to come here, you know, from all types of associations, of neighbor associations, of all types of things, all types of groups, really, all types of groups, from conscientious objectors to anything, you know, and they're going to get together in Madrid. And then they're going to spend 3 days doing things, you know, like blocking the traffic or doing things that just to, you know, to make the people aware of that there are a lot of people on the streets, you know. And in Madrid, there's a lot of people on the streets.
And this is in the near future.
Yeah. And also, you know, there's a big problem here in Madrid, especially with this thing coming up in the 92, and this is going to be a rich city and everything, with speculation. Mm-hmm. And what I wanted to tell you is that in the last 2 weeks, we've had a lot of evictions. And, for example, a guy was supposed to be evicted yesterday in a town part of the south of Madrid, and he killed himself when he was going to be evicted. When the police went into his house, he decided to kill himself. A guy killed himself yesterday when he was going to be evicted. this is a little bit what I wanted to tell you, because this is very serious here, you know, with the evictions, because the older parts of the city, they have a lot of speculation right now, and they're all, you know, the prices are rising like crazy, and they're throwing out the people. And right now, for example, there's another story that there's a family in another town part of Madrid, in La Bies, and they're living in the under the door of their house because they were evicted. And since they don't have anywhere to go, they're living in front of their house. And, you know, there's a lot of stories with that, for example, that the neighbors have have brought up solidarity, and they've, like, slept on the street with them, and, you know, from time to time there's something around that.
You were speaking about 3 days of protest. When will this happen?
End of this month, last 3 days.
And it's only for people of Madrid, or?
No, it's for people from this state, from the Spanish state.
From all of Spain.
We're counting on several thousands, like 3,000 or so.
Okay, we will call you soon back to hear more information, and also about to hear how it's going on with the strike.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. We listen to Radio De Vrije Keizer. We have new news, contact with people in Spain, die the latest ontwikkelingen in zaken de hongerstaking van de Grapo en de PCER gaan vertellen. Hello?
Hello?
Can you explain us the last news about the hunger strike from the Grapo and the PCER?
Yes, yes. We have one information of the last week about one denunce of one lawyer of three women that are in the prison of Basauri into the País Vasco, into Euskadi. The denunce for the director of the prison is for bad conditions of health for the hunger strikes, and for the, because he can go to the prison, he cannot go to the prison to see his clients. And that suppose the loss of the right of defense.
Yeah.
And in this week we have that the politic of translates of the prisoners continues, and they are taken from the hospitals, normal hospitals, to the hospitals of the prisons, and to the prison when they have bad condition to continue the hunger strike. Continue with the last week, we have that one prisoner, his name is Brotons Benito, disappeared for about one day because he was translated from the hospital of Sevilla to the prison of Sevilla. But because there was one strike of the workers of the prisons, I don't know if you have notice of that.
No.
ETA.
Yes.
Have killed one worker of one prison,
yeah.
And the workers of the prison had make a strike that have paralysed of the all the prisons of Spain.
And they don't
say nothing to the mother of this hunger striker
from Bretons.
Yeah. They don't say nothing, and she was crazy for and thinking about the death of his son.
Yeah.
And at the end he appears and he's very bad. He has no alimentation artificial. He's in the prison and well. He's very bad, very bad.
Yeah. You told about an attack from ETA to one worker of prison. When happened this and where?
This was in San Sebastian, and this was Tuesday. The Tuesday they killed with one gun to one worker who take the money of the prison and all the counts and that. They kill in the street, and in protesting by that to the government, the workers of all the prisons of Spain began one hunger that have I just say I have paralysis of the prison of Spain, demanding securities and more repression.
All right. We thank you very much.
Thank you.
We will call you soon.
I have said more or less well or not.
Yeah, it was clear.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Je luistert nog steeds naar Radio De Vrije Keizer. We hebben nu contact met Spanje. Daar is een hongerstaking van de Grapo en de PCER. Vandaag 117 dagen in Spaanse baaiers aan de gang. En dat is als protest tegen de verspreidingspolitiek van de socialistische regering PSU van Felipe González.
¿Cómo se dice?
Hola.
Sí.
Hello. Can you tell us the last information about the hunger strike?
Okay, yeah.
Please.
So, well, there is a communicate from the 27th of Tuesday 27th, and it says that, as we said yesterday, the mothers and the other friends and families of the political prisoners from the PCR and Grapos in hunger strike, we want to express our public opinion of our decision to give to an end the, how you say, encierro, the, or the fight, wait a minute, how you say encierro? Encierro, when you stay closed and
yes,
you don't get out.
You are staying in jail.
No, it's not.
Isolated.
It's a protest. No, a protest. They get in the hospital and they stay there for since the 22 of December.
Yeah, it's the
families
occupation.
And friends occupation. Yeah, okay. The occupation of a hospital.
Yeah.
In the Cruz Roja. And the reason for this occupation was to give our support for our sons and daughters against the hard, the savage policy that this government has is making against the prisoners. We give up this occupation because we think that it has no sense at the moment to put the protest from the AFAP, the Solidarity Association with the prisoners, into the streets. Our sons and daughters' life depends. Wait a minute, excuse me.
Oye, Álvarez, esto no acaba, tío.
Well, there's a thing I don't understand. So I'm going to give you this was the manifest or the communication of the mothers saying that they are putting into an end the occupation, and then there is an information about the last action that took place in Zaragoza.
And which
so this I'm going to tell now. So a group of people shoot a doctor. They gave him a kind of how many? dos tiros.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, well, they shoot him and.
A un médico que estaba en el equipo de médicos que en Zaragoza alimentaba las fuerzas.
So yeah, so a group of people shoot a doctor who was in the group of doctors who were given food by force to the prisoners. Do you understand?
Yes, that happened in Zaragoza.
So this doctor is dead.
Yeah.
José Ramón Obiols.
And his name is José Ramón Obiols. He was one of the main doctors who was supporting the government policy against the prisoners. And the association of mothers and friends of the political prisoners, the AFAP, said that this doctor was behind the government policy, the government political repression against the prisoners. And one of the members of the group that shoot him, it has been already identified, so probably they are going to be caught. But anyway, the government knows that this action has been made by Grapo. And Ana García Rueda, she is in jail in Yeserías in Madrid. She started a hunger strike again. So, and she put into an end her hunger strike a week ago or something because she was pressure from the doctors saying her that she was going to die if she went on with her strike. So in any way she has started it again. And the government is still is keeping keeping sending the prisoners from public hospitals to jail hospitals. It has been 7 prisoners put into jail hospitals, and that's all at the moment.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. We will call you soon back. Can you give us short some news about Valencia? They throw out people of several houses. Have you some information
in Valencia,
about
that? Wait a minute.
Algo de Valencia hay. Terceras ocupadas. Desalojo.
Well, it has been no action after that. It was very very hard the repression and the protest, but at the moment there's nothing in Valencia.
Yeah. When
so there are protests coming soon in Madrid in a more spread way of a protest, not only about occupation, but in a general way about poorness and bad living conditions of the cities and all the stuff, and some people who were fighting in Valencia are coming to this protest in Madrid. It's a 3-day protest against the policy of the government against the lowest social classes.
And when exactly is this?
This is the next weekend. There are 3 days of protest in front of ministries and some actions in the streets. The lights of the street for the traffic lights, trying to make different actions over there. And then there will be the people who participate. About it is calculated about 4,000 people coming from different parts of groups coming from different parts of a Spanish state, and these people be in the protest for the three days are going to live in the street and eat too in the streets, so behaving as poor people to make more offensive against the rich classes, the, you know, the situation of the poorest areas in the cities.
All right, we will hear soon more about this. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And we call you soon back.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Radio de Vrije Keizer. We gaan verder met berichten uit Spanje. De lijn is een beetje slecht over de hongerstaking. Hello. You are on the air. How is the situation on this moment?
Well, we have information from the Association of Familiars and Friends of Political Prisoners about the hunger strike that are doing 42 prisoners of the PCR and Grapo between since 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Tuesday 28th of March, the police going with the pistols of in his hands to one house of this Association of Familiars of Prisoners Politics in the city of Zaragoza. They take the familiars and his direction, his address,
mm-hmm.
and informations and some newspapers, some papers. They take from there, they rob 15,000 pesetas. Ten policemen say to the familiars and members of these associations, of this association, that they could be go to the I don't know the word, is the thing where the people are going, that in that place is in that place,
mm-hmm.
is the police. They are. They have laid out Zaragoza because the things that heard from the policemen. And in another city, this is in Galicia, Coruña, there was one demonstration from the hunger strike also. In this demonstration were 500 persons. And the mothers of the prisoners of this city are going to be judged in the 24th of April because they have lost the sorry.
Doesn't matter.
Sorry, one moment. I have a problem.
You lost the paper.
They have going to the Palace of Justice of this city in Galicia. Sorry?
Yeah.
and they have made this action for the hunger strike of the prisoners. During the hunger strike, another hunger strike in September of the year 1989, in another prison of Almería in Andalusia. And another thing that has happened with the hunger strike is about the translates. The translate that is one politic made by the government for against the hunger strike of the prisoners.
Yeah.
They are in very bad conditions. They have suffering a lot of things, like being engaged to the bed, for being for receiving food,
yeah.
artificial food.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the translate. Sorry, one moment. And I think that it could be are you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I think that this could be a little long. I think that it could be a little long for the radio. I don't know
where it's about.
Sorry?
Where it's going about?
It's a lot of translates.
Yeah.
When we say the name of the prisoners, and they are going. All the prisoners are changing continually of the prison
places.
To the hospital, the hospital to the prisons. It's horrible. It's all the days they are going. From one part to another part. And they are. It's very long, and because this is a situation very difficult.
But it's happening. Yeah,
and they are a lot in there. They are changing. They are living his family in some city, and they keep the prisoner and putting him in another prison,
mm-hmm.
for being long from his family. And they are all the day making things like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you some declaration of one lawyer of the prisoners.
Yes.
His name is Paca Villalba, and he says that this politics of translates, the reason of this politics of translates is that in the prisons and the hospitals, where the workers of the and the medicines don't want to put the food artificial to the hunger strikers. For that reason, she said that they were taken from the hospital of the prison of. Of Madrid, here in Madrid.
Yes.
Here they don't want the workers of the hospitals have changed a lot of his attitude after the grapple killed one doctor that have worked a lot for the food for the prisoners get food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to tell that they were obligated to it artificially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
It's
correct.
And they take for this to other prisons, and now there are some medicines that don't want to make this. Have changed his attitude.
Mm-hmm.
This lawyer Paca Villalba also informed to us of the. She has a lot of problems to get into the prisons and the hospitals to see his
patients.
Yes, the prisoners that are in hunger strike.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in the past week, he go to visit the hunger strikers in the hospital of the prisons here in Madrid. So only could see to one prisoner called Fernando Hierro Chomón. And after she talks with Hierro Chomón, the workers of that know that this lawyer have a lot of problems with the institutions of the prisons here in Spain. She has a lot of problems, legal problems, with the director general director of this institution. Yeah, and when they know that she was in problems with the institutions by denunce and something like that,
mm-hmm.
She can't talk to the prisoners, to the other prisoners. And another day, she could visit the prisoners of the prison of high security of Alcalá Meco, where she was informed by the conditions that are living the prisoners, that are very bad, mm-hmm. very bad. And we don't have much information at now.
Okay, we thank you and we hear from you next Thursday.
Sorry about my English.
No, I think the people can follow it.
Well, if you have something about that I've been saying, you can say in your language. What is...